Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, mini-sode number 10. How are you? Are you good?
I'm great.
I'm great, too. Super casual.
Are you drunk?
I'm just kind of drunk.
You're already, yes.
How are you?
Favorite friends.
How are you doing?
This is a major mini-sode for us today.
This is a big mini-sode. Let's talk about that's my favorite part about this podcast, how super casual it is.
It's so casual.
I think it makes it more identifiable and fun. Fuck you. We're going to be talking about Axis. Axis recently ended. We have very strong opinions. All three of us here have read it. I guess I should introduce which three of us are currently here.
Yes.
I'm Tim.
I'm Leander.
And I'm Ryan.
Ryan, filling in for Lou, who is on a vision quest of some kind.
In New York City.
In New York City.
Oh.
There's some visions out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, Lou's go-to voice is like, hey, New Yorker guy.
Oh, wait, you know what?
Let's hope he doesn't do that.
That's true. But I will say this, since Lou isn't here, communists had something to do with that comic book. Because he always says something about
Pinko commies.
Uh-huh. So.
You made my day when you texted me, by the way, that time. He texts me and he goes, I did listen to that episode. Remember in the one episode, I was like, he's not listening.
Yeah.
We were talking about him. He's like, I heard that.
I'm also a fan.
We appreciate it, Ryan.
We do. We need all four fans that we can get.
Yes.
So, in general, the most general of statement you can make, Leander, how did you feel about it?
Awkward.
Awkward. Okay, yeah. Ryan, how did you feel about the whole event as a whole?
Well, as you guys know, I love Remender, but,
Okay. It's very fair.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it.
Whoa.
I hated the living fuck out of it.
Holy crap.
For several bazillion reasons, but and I love Remender.
Me too.
I'm right behind you in line for blowing the guy.
Right, exactly. But like,
no, I hated this fucking book.
So what should we do here? Should we do top two, bottom that we hate, and top two that we like, or 1-1? Because there's so much. So much to say.
I mean,
we're just,
you know what, listen.
I'm so tired just thinking
about
talking
about
it.
The event kind of stunk. I feel like a lot of events stink, so I'm not going to, you know, whatever, probably editorial interference I'm going to chalk it up to. One thing that I did like, maybe you guys will disagree with me, though, is I did like the three characters that stayed inverted. I like the fact that Sabretooth is, like, good and Havoc and Iron Man are still bad.
Yeah,
like
I was okay with that.
I'm okay with, but like it just seemed like kind of pointless.
Well, let's talk about the three.
I two thirds agree with you.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I really like Sabretooth.
Mm-hmm.
That's been really good. He was great the whole book, actually. Yeah. Him and Mystique, that dynamic was great.
Yeah.
And I like Havoc because I feel like Havoc's only until recent been a character that anybody gives a shit
about. That's true.
It's like, hey, he had that team up with Wolverine in the 80s. That's about all we remember. But like,
he's Cyclops' brother.
Yeah, he's a little brother.
Yeah.
Yay. And I enjoyed him. I don't really care. Tony Stark being even douchier is really hard to deal with.
Yeah, you know what? After you started saying that and my mind started going, I retract it. I agree. Because you know what, too? The last, like, 15 years of Tony Stark and Iron Man is him being the heel, like, the whole time. Like, give him something else to do. Like, he doesn't always have to be a dick all the time.
Right. Yeah, right. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And you hated all three?
I hated all three. I've grown to like Sabretooth because I've seen what he could do since then. However, I thought Havoc was a horrible idea because he's actually been amazing in Uncanny Avengers.
Yeah.
He's coming to his own. He was becoming a leader. He had great potential as a full-time Avenger all the time. Then they just took it away. Then I don't know what the hell happened with him and Wasp. They just disappeared. And then like three panels later, he's going to go hug his brother Scott. As if Wasp is where? Dead? Like, where is Wasp?
Right, yeah, you're
How
right.
do you just he... go hug your brother? And so, when you have a wife that could be dead somewhere.
Bros before hoes.
Yeah, apparently.
Even in the Marvel U.
And not to mention that Cyclops is already a quote-unquote bad guy. So now you have Havoc as a true bad guy, and you have Cyclops. So it's like, everyone hates mutants even more now.
That's true.
You know? The other thing is, how do you deal with the fact that everyone knows Iron Man's not inverted again? Like, he's still on Avengers team. Who right. thought that was okay? Everyone has to know that Havoc is a bad person, Iron Man's a quote-unquote bad person, and Sabretooth is a good person.
Right, so that's the other thing that I don't know, I don't remember. Is it established that everyone else knows that these people are still inverted? I know, obviously, Sabretooth, because he's on the Uncanny Avengers, everyone knows. But do they know that Iron Man and Havoc are still inverted?
They have to know Havoc at the very minimum, because Havoc's like, I'm going to kill this girl, Wasp, unless you guys let me go.
Yeah.
And so, and then Magneto was very confident about telling everyone, well, Iron Man is gone, along with Red Skull and Doctor Doom.
Yeah, you have to assume they that know. That kind of makes you feel like that.
Yeah, but I haven't read anything about Iron Man after Axis, right, so I have neither. No idea.
I bought all four issues of Superior and haven't read them. And the only reason I bought them is because it ties into Daredevil, loosely.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
I read Daredevil. Right. So, yeah.
Alright, so yeah. That was one.
So that's the beginning of that.
Well, I mean, do you guys want to table it for now, put a pin in it, or do you want to go into the Secret Wars stuff? Because I feel like... Because I'm curious now, like, segue-wise, like, what's going to... Havoc and Iron Man and all that, like, with the Secret Wars, are they going to stay that way? Like, what's... I mean, I know it's all speculation.
This may no longer be a mini-show, people. I just want to warn you. Because he's not wrong. We could go into this now.
Right.
It just might be an hour-long mini-show.
Let's finish Axis and table that for now.
All right. But keep those thoughts.
Keep those thoughts.
Axis, another thing I didn't like. Mm-hmm. I loved the first issue and a half of the series. It was so good, and then it made sense. I'll even forgive giant adamantium sentinels and whatnot. Like, sure, yeah, adamantium growing on trees and shit. I can let that go. I can, you know, bend my belief. But fucking everything after that was intolerable. Captain America is one of the most awful characters in this. I couldn't deal...
The old one or the black one?
The Falcon. Falcon Captain. Mm-hmm. I could not deal with how fucking annoying he was the entire time. Because it's beyond... I guess you invert Boy Scout and you get that. But that's how I figured old Captain America would be, not how the Falcon would be.
Right.
The Falcon's
That's one of my biggest problems with the Falcon. Like, now they're just writing him as Steve Rogers,
which he's
as
not.
Captain America. You know what I mean? Like, he's not. He's a different person. Like,
it is hard, though, because he does have a lot of similar values. Like,
you're right.
So when you say that, like, what are the values that are really that much different than Steve Rogers that Falcon has?
I wouldn't say the values as much as the experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Rogers is like always running in the battle. He's always first in line, you know. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the Falcon needs to think a little more. He needs to plan a little more. He's not known for just diving right in. Like, he flies above and does surveillance first, you know. Like, he
dodges missiles.
He dodges missiles. He talks to supporting characters. In their
and I don't
meetings.
Object to it. Like, I had a similar problem with Miles Morales in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Is that he was just being written exactly like Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. Like, he would put on the costume and like quip at the villains and like, you know, like, and I'm just like, what's the difference?
Too
like, what's make him different?
Right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, I will say though that I did like the Captain America in Axis.
The reason why
is because I didn't like him. And so they did a good job of making me not like
him. That's true.
They did their job of making you not like him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was the kind of character that I was kind of looking for originally with him, actually. It was like a leader.
Right.
Truly strong leader
style. So you
style.
Were super excited in the first issue.
Where
you're like, oh my God.
He's actually
he jumped right in and he's perfect.
Right, exactly. And then he became this annoying person. And I've already said this before on a earlier podcast, so I won't say it again, but my biggest worry was that he was going to revert to a non-leader, like coward, because this is his inverted side. So that his when he goes back,
he's
that means
be all like,
he's a sidekick. Exactly.
Right.
So that means that what he is now isn't possible. So anyway, I thought that was the one part I liked about it.
And Hulk was dumb.
Oh,
that was infuriating too.
Dumb.
Couldn't deal with it at all.
I'm like, I can't stomach this.
Yeah,
this is
I know.
And like, he's like, I'm gonna go fuck everything up. And then like, oh wait, we're calling a meeting.
I'll be right there.
I agree. This works for the Hulk.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? why are you sitting there having a meeting?
Right. Yeah. It's
and then it's like what cluh or whatever. Cluh. Like it's
cluh. Cluh. Like if he was like gnawing on somebody's arm or
like,
something.
I know. Like I'm like, oh backwards. Come on, we Hulk backward, it. Lame. Yeah, remember.
Try. Just try.
They're making me miss 90s comics,
right?
With like holographic covers and shit.
And a crossover every week.
Crossover X book.
So I'll go with my number one hated moment in sure. all of Axis.
Sure.
Loki picking up the Thor's hammer.
Oh, I like that. I liked it.
Hated it with a passion. I know like why it. You like it. I understand why you like it, but there's a real
but
poor
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, you have a good reason why you don't like it. It's not just like that was dumb.
Right.
You think
right.
it's a missed opportunity,
it was
right?
I think it was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, well, explain that, and then I'll go into why I like
yes.
it.
Yes, so we're actually going to talk about female Thor
that's
today.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Loki picks up the hammer because he was deemed worthy because he was inverted. He was basically the Prince of Truth
makes
at
sense,
that point
right?
in time. Yes, yeah. it makes sense. Okay. He picks up the hammer. He starts wailing on Thor to keep him, you know, pretty much occupied because he couldn't really, you know, he couldn't do so much. And then the spell inverts and he goes back to his old way and he drops the hammer. Well, my thinking behind this is that Loki has been well known to be both female and male at this point in time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He could have, when he
and
picked up that hammer...
And a child.
And yep. an adult and a child. Exactly.
He's really complicated.
He's very He's complicated. Awesome. He had the opportunity when he picked up that hammer to be the female Thor that is now in the issues.
That would have made the whole thing better. Yeah. The whole event.
Except that one scene would have been even more awkward.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, that wouldn't have happened.
It might have happened.
It could have happened.
Not as likely to
it's
happen.
Not as likely, but it could have happened.
Yeah, you'll find out in the next minisode. So it was a huge missed opportunity to think about it. Have a transgender Thor is basically one way of thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have rocked the whole world.
It would have.
That'd have been cool.
Yeah, it was a missed opportunity. Is all I can say about it.
Okay. And then the mystery, because you know, in the spoiler alert for the review, is that like we still don't know who Lady right. Thor is.
Uh-huh.
So like, imagine that twist.
Yeah.
Like at the end, it would
the reveal.
Because then Marvel could have played it as female Thor,
mm-hmm.
and you're reading it, and issue 6 or whatever, they're gonna like drop the bomb of who it is, and then you're like, oh, it's Loki as a woman. Then everyone's head would have exploded again.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
That big mess.
It's a big mess. So everywhere. I was pretty upset about that.
Do you think Marvel even knows who it is? You think they're just playing us?
I don't know.
Who do you think it is?
Hey, are we going to review?
I don't.
We're going to review.
Whatever.
Let's leave it for the review.
Fine.
Calm down.
So I liked Loki picking up the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
I like Loki a lot as a character. That's why I like him in the movies. I love Loki. So him banking his whole fight with Thor on him going to the moon and picking up the hammer was one of the ballsiest things ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it actually worked in his favor was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he looked different. Like he just looked like he was wearing Thor's armor.
Yeah, sure.
I wish it was because like with the
apparently
female
that
Thor,
comes with the but that comes with the hammer, that armor.
Yeah. Well, the armor's fine. I just would have liked it personalized.
That's why
like, the female Thor looks a little different. You
that's
know?
Why Thor doesn't wear a shirt now because he doesn't have a hammer.
He doesn't have a hammer. He doesn't know about shirts.
That's where his wardrobe came
I don't
from.
Know what to wear anymore.
Yeah. Or he's just so sad he can't put on a shirt.
Not anymore. I'm not even putting on a shirt.
All right, let's go with favorite moments. You already did one, right?
Yeah.
I liked Loki.
You do it. You can do inverse. What was your least favorite? And then we'll do our favorite.
Well, my least favorite was Hulk.
Hulk
is pretty fucking awful.
Yeah.
That's right. Fair. Did you have a favorite moment, Tim?
I liked and disliked parts of this, but I really liked Carnage.
Yeah.
Because
Carnage was...
Carnage, I don't... For years, I haven't really cared about Carnage.
Yep.
He hasn't been too memorable to me. I loved the original stuff, the Bagley stuff back mm-hmm. in the 90s. Loved all that, and then just kind of like, oh, whatever, more Carnage. Because he was regurgitated at you ad nauseum, just like mm-hmm. Deadpool is now.
Yes.
So, and Venom before him.
Right.
So
all the cool ones. The
Carnage,
cool ones.
All his inner monologues are like, you know, I'm pissed off that I'm doing this kind of thing. But then he's like fucking everyone up. He's super heroic because he's the most insane, most badass villain. And yes, spoiler, of course, he dies and saves the day. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the statue thing with Peter Parker at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yep.
That was good.
So, in general, though, go ahead.
No. This is another thing. How come whenever there's a thing that happens to superheroes and whatever, like Spider-Man is never, he's always Spider-Man, like he's always the same. Like he didn't get inverted, and then like, you know, like I'm trying to think of other events, like, you know, like
comic relief.
Like he, like I'm trying to think of some other events, but like, you know, like he's never a Skrull and he's never a thing and he's never like everyone else in the Marvel universe. He's always safe. Like nothing happens to Spider-Man ever.
Half true. Civil War. He fucked that up himself, though.
Right. That's true. But he played both sides of that game.
Yeah, but then Aunt May got shot at by the Kingpin.
And then, yeah, but then, you know, he sold his soul to the devil or whatever.
Right, and then they're like, Straczynski's leaving, whatever. Straczynski's leaving. We don't need to try anymore.
Right.
Good run, Straczynski.
Yeah. I think we talked about this already before, maybe. Scarlet Witch.
That was another
crazy and another thing. Learning that her father is not Magneto.
Yeah, we did that. I think that last time I was here, we talked about that one.
So that was pretty cool. Just to kind of
wonder what they're going to do with that.
I don't know. Who knows. I think they should still be like. I think, you know, my gut is because they're in Avengers and whatever. I think they're going to try to inhuman them.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think they should just still be mutants. If they don't want them to be Magneto's kids, that's fine or whatever, but like,
you know, that maybe an Inhuman could have a mutation. Maybe that's a thing.
Isn't that what they kind of are? Like the Terrigen thing just mutates them.
Yeah.
Inhumans are dumb. They're dumb. Stop trying to make us like Inhumans. They're just mutants. Come on, Marvel. You sold it away, just deal with it. Make a Falcon movie and a Black Panther movie and all these other characters you have. Stop trying to sneak into the X-Men universe. Yeah. You sold it. Let it go.
They got Disney money. They could just buy it back if they really want.
That's
to.
True.
Just buy Fox and Sony. Just buy them.
Well, that'll probably happen. So that's how all the superheroes are going to get together once Disney's large enough to buy Fox and Sony.
They'll come back.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're large enough now. I feel like it's pretty close.
You don't want to overextend yourself.
That's all I do.
So I feel like there's probably not too much more to say about
there
this.
There is one more thing to say.
All right,
fuck these villains that were all turned. I didn't understand. Why was Hobgoblin there? He didn't do a goddamn thing. He flew around.
Yeah.
Jack-o'-lantern. Yeah. Deadpool was kind
of
fun.
I was just going to say Deadpool's one
Deadpool's
thing I wanted to
always
bring
up. Been in the middle. When you invert him, he's still in the middle.
Yeah.
But I liked him. I'm picky with Daredevil.
Mm. No, Remender writes a really good Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Even in Uncanny...
Buddhist Monk Deadpool. I liked
it. Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What did you think of the Apocalypse stuff?
Oh, the with the Kid Apocalypse?
Kid Apocalypse. I didn't see it coming. I guess I should have, but I didn't. I don't really follow X-Men like you guys do, so I'm just kind of like, eh.
I still wasn't all that excited. Yeah. Like, oh, it's happening now? Like, fine.
And you know what? A lot of people, because those are threads from Uncanny X-Force, and I know people who didn't read Uncanny X-Force or whatever, and they're reading that, and like they were like, that's dumb, because there's no payoff for people who are just reading Axis, who don't have the... 5 year ago history of why that is a thing that happened
that
and like
deal.
You know
right
then why it's a big deal, so like that's another like
just
poorly done
it was poorly done.
One thing I've been reading a lot of old X-Men like back like they need to go back to the like little things at the on the page that's like back in Uncanny Avengers number 26 or whatever. Like, they need to go back to that because it's so handy to be like, Or if you haven't read it, you could be like, oh, I need to know what happens in this scene by going... They don't do that anymore.
No, it's unfortunate.
I don't understand Marvel's formula, but that's the next podcast. We'll probably talk about that in great detail.
Well, let's say they did that. They'll say, what? See X-Men number 3. What? Which X-Men number 3?
You're right.
That's
Volume 2, number 3.
Volume 17. Wait, who was leading the X-Men? Wolverine, Spider-Man? I'm confused.
Was it Rogue? I don't know.
Rogue and the X-Men.
Jubilee and her amazing friends.
I would agree with that. Awesome. Because cool. Who would her friends be? Let's take a moment out of this whole podcast and decipher. Geez. She has to have at least 4 friends to be a group, right?
Yeah, it's
three or four
pretty
friends.
Pretty simple, actually. It'd be,
okay.
Well,
well, all right.
Not that I'm a Jubilee fan or whatever.
Sure.
Well, Wolverine would be in it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, he's dead, so who else?
It would be M. M would be the other person because M and her, they have a really good relationship. It would actually be a couple of kids from the Generation X.
See, that's not
series.
Fun.
But they're friends. So.
Sure, but that's not fun.
You're right about Wolverine, though. Even if he's dead,
He would have to.
We're just
Let's just say he's alive.
Exactly. Like, yeah, we have to work
on it. It would be M, because M actually is a really fun character with her. Only with Jubilee.
I think she's fun.
They have like a really long history of hating each other, so they do a really good job together. Let's see. You could throw in Boom Boom, or what's her new name now? Is she even alive anymore?
I don't know. The Boom Boom has a new name?
I thought she did. Meltdown or something?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because they always get mixed
Boom
up with
Boom since Rob Liefeld.
They always get mixed up with each other, so as having like the same powers.
Right.
So they would be a good throw in.
You got one more?
Yeah, it has to be a male. It has to be a male.
Yeah, you need a male on the team.
Gambit
yeah.
or something.
Go throw names. Gambit in there.
Throw Gambit.
I mean,
in
you
there.
Have Wolverine. I don't know if you forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. I knew he would be in there. You need
Storm.
Balance. No, they aren't cool.
There's
like
no
that.
Power. You need power. You need a big hulking.
Jubilee?
No,
oh,
you need physicality to your team.
Yeah.
You need like your Colossus kind
of
character.
I'm trying to think of like who friend, like, you know.
The
like,
Juggernaut.
Yeah,
like,
right, yeah. Or,
they do have a long history together.
There you go.
That's the end, it's our end of our podcast is Jubilee and Juggernaut the entire time.
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't know.
It's all right. It's never going to happen.
Moon Knight.
All right, Moon Knight. We got to have that happen.
Yeah,
all right.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Moon Knight team up, number one.
Oh, man. One day.
All right. Well,
we had our fan moment there.
We did. That was fun.
So anything else before we close out Axis? Anything you guys want to throw in? I liked Carnage. I hated a lot of the other villains.
Yeah.
Did you read any of the spinoffs?
No.
Yeah, I read Carnage.
I read the Hobgoblin one.
Yeah.
I liked it that it was the original Hobgoblin. I liked that he was, like, writing a How to Be a Hero book and trying to sell it to all... They took... It was like an infomercial thing from Hidden Location, because he's technically a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, you remember US-1? That was a book in the 80s that was awful. Well, he's here. He wants to be a hero. Like, every shitty character ever was in this room buying his book. It was kind of funny. But beyond that...
I heard the Revolutions was really good, though. I heard it was better than the main book, like the Axis Revolutions book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the side stuff.
The side
like
stuff.
Where it shows them being
bad or being
good.
I heard that was really good.
Yeah.
And it was better than the actual book. But because I wasn't crazy about the actual book, I wasn't going to pick up any side issues.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah, and in general, again, mediocre, wasn't great. Wasn't phenomenal. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now we gotta deal with it.
Oh, I forgot this part. I also didn't like this. I didn't like that a video from the villains excuses all the insane... Because basically, we took the plot of fucking Batman with, like, hey, we're Manhattan. Okay, it's ours now.
Right.
And, like, oh, we blew up so much shit. Oh, but, like, hold on, we got this VHS in the mail. We're going to plug this in. Oh, the villains said they did it.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
We mind-controlled.
So I'm like,
hold on. Mind control.
But it's like, okay, well, aren't we going to go hunt them down even worse than we looked for
Osama bin Laden
or something?
Oh, well, you know.
Well,
it's just those wacky villains.
Oh, those villains.
Classic villain stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah,
fucking terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't good at all.
Sorry, Rick.
No, not to mention that Sabretooth is an Avenger now. Like, everyone's okay with that?
Yeah.
He's in the video.
I mean, because, you know, even if you take away the, you know, whatever, all that, like, he's also killed a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So I guess, in conclusion to this whole thing, don't get angry at Remender. Don't not read Remender anymore.
I would never dream.
I know you wouldn't, but...
I would think about it.
But just know that there's good things in the future, more than likely. Actually, maybe not, but that's another minisode.
Yeah.
So, thank you everybody for listening. You can check us out at capesandscowlspodcast.com. The iTunes, however you get your podcasts, Podcast Addict, there's lots of things out there.
There are
different apps. We're on YouTube. We're doing a lot more YouTube stuff. And you can email us at capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. All right. Thank you guys for being here, and have a good one.
Later.
Bye.